Anyway, Tom went to his laptop and wrote the email which the printmaker requested. Tom wrote, "Hi, here is the info about the label which we have talked about today. The label is from the video course for beginners. You have all the labels and I need the red one. Please see the picture below. Thank you very much, Tom." Then Tom went to his own website where were all his products. There he found the video course and made a screenshot of the missing label. Then he attached the screenshot to the email and sent it to the printmaker. This was another thing which Tom finished. Therefore, he started to feel a little better. There was another thing which occupied his mind. As he was sitting in front of his laptop, he was thinking about making some payments. He opened the web browser and logged in his internet banking. He was pleased when he saw that one of his students made a payment for another package of English lessons. Tom's students had basically two choices how they could pay for their English lessons. They could either pay cash or send him money to his bank account. One thing which Tom had learned during the past few years was to save 10% of his income. This was a smart thing to do. Tom quickly calculated 10% from the money which he had received. Then he sent the 10% to his reserve account, which he had in another bank. While he was locked in his bank account, he made a monthly payment of social insurance. When he logged out of his internet banking, he received another order. He was pleased again. He saw that the customer ordered just one product. He looked at the order and found out what the product was. The customer had chosen to pay by bank transfer. This meant that Tom had to wait until he would have received the money from the customer. Only then he would send the product to the customer. Tom was a fast typist. He had learned to type with 10 fingers when he was young. At that time, he didn't have a computer yet. He had a typewriter, and he learned to type from a handbook, which took him about 3 months. Then he improved by practicing. Tom looked at the new order and wrote an answer to the customer. "Dear Mrs. Novak, thank you for your order and for your interest in conversational questions and answers for advanced students. Just to make sure you have the correct information, I'm sending you the account number and the price. Account number 260017382/2010. Total price, €13. I will send you the ordered product as soon as your payment will be received. Best regards, Tom." Then Tom sent the email. Tom could not just pack the product and send it. First, he had to wait for the payment to arrive on his account. One time he had sent a product to a customer, but the customer had not paid. The customer had received English DVD, but he had not sent the money for it. This had taught Tom a lesson, and he had learned to wait for the customer making the payment.